always love your call, John. And I know that it's a difficult thing for you to join my program, given breakfast give you grief sometimes if you call me. So just let breakfast know you got a prize from me. Nice bottle of whiskey.
You there, Johnny? Good morning to you. It's Tim and Gary here from The Breakfast Show.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
We're going okay.
What's going on? You've been moonlighting.
Yeah, sometimes it's good when you shift the program, you know, just to say something a bit different, you know.
Right.
You're still saving your best stuff for us, though?
I did. Of course I did. You know I always do.
Do you only give Dwayne your B-grade stuff, do you?
Well, I'm not going to say that now. Otherwise, I'm probably not going to take that noise.
Are you going to give the bottle of whiskey to your brother?
Oh, I don't think he needed my bottle of whiskey. I think he's got enough.
Johnny, we've been having
it. Mine is still on the shop anyway.
What did you ring Dwayne about, by the way? I was just trying to remember. You fired up about not paying the marks and stuff.
Why I ring Dwayne? Because he called the game in North Melbourne and Port Adelaide in Tasmania.
Yep.
And on the first quarter, Nick Larky got a beautiful mark about 25 metres out right in front. And he held the ball for about 10 minutes. And guess what? The umpire didn't pay the mark.
Oh, that's
and
he right. Told I remember.
Him, and he told him why he didn't pay the mark because he has to hold the ball for 15 minutes.
Now I remember.
When did the rules change? They change the rules every week. And that's why Dwayne Russell, he was so upset about it.
Right. And he gave and you a bottle. He gave you a bottle of whiskey.
I ring him.
He gave you a bottle of whiskey for that call.
Oh, no, and then there was another one.
Hey, Johnny, we're going to run out of time if we keep going along these. Gary doesn't like eggplant. Now, you tell Gary how Marissa cooks the eggplant and in a dish that you know that he would actually appreciate then.
Yeah, but Gary has to come on my place to have a proper meal with the eggplant, because if you don't know how to cook them, of course you don't like. But if you know how to cook,
I don't like.
The eggplant,
I just don't like.
You can do parmigiana. You can do stuff up a plant with the mincemeat and a lot of stuff inside. You know, the way my wife and Mike, I tell you what, you lick your lips, mate.
I know. Your wife's a beautiful cook. Hey, listen, why is it called eggplant? Doesn't even look like an egg.
I know that. That's a really interesting question. Why they call eggplant?
Well, why do they?
Well, I've got no idea.
I'd rather a porky chop than an eggplant.
I got a one porky chop on the end, if you let me.
I wanted
to tell you about Tuesday night. I watched the highlight, Cyril Rioli.
Yep.
When he was Clapper Horton. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, I watched the Craig brothers all them years, and they were one better than the other. They were champion. But
who's
when
better?
I watched the highlight of Cirioli Tuesday night, I think Cirioli was even better.
You think he's better than the Crack Brothers?
He was doing something no one could have done it.
You think Cyril was better than the Crack Brothers?
Oh, I'm telling you, the way I saw the highlight last Tuesday night, he was doing something magic.
He was magical. He was. Who was better? Was it Jimmy or Phil, did you think, of the Cracker Brothers? Who was the better player?
Oh, I reckon Jimmy was better.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I agree with you about that.
Yeah.
What did you make of all the Essendon and the Luke Parker and the Dylan Shield stuff?
This one here was the pocket shop of the week.
Right.
Because Luke Parker, even if he would have denigrated his opposition player, okay, you do once, twice, but don't carry on for 5 minutes and the whole people and media to see what you try to shout to your opponent. Even if he didn't play well, this and that, you should not denigrate another person. I reckon it was rude to him to do that. And I'll tell you what, They interviewed John Longmire on national television to come out and say, oh, he's a champion player, he's this, he's that. Yeah, everybody knows he's a good player, but I guarantee you, behind the closed door, he would have told him not to do that again.
I think you're right.
That's,
yeah.
That's not fair for the opposition.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right. So Luke Parker is your porky chop of the week, is he?
That's all right, yes.
Yep. No, fair enough. What? Hey, your team plays my team this weekend.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, Gary, can you please ring Max and tell him to be nice to Northern, not to be so vicious, you know, because... I wouldn't mind if we lose by 50 points, but not 100.
I'll ring Max and tell him that you reckon.
Hey, Johnny, have you voted yet? Or are you going to go out and vote on Saturday?
Tomorrow morning we're going to go and vote.
Okay, where can people find you? Where will you be voting?
In Epping.
In Epping? Okay.
Yeah, where else would you be voting? 2 minutes from my place.
Okay,
yeah.
So have you sorted it out? Do you know exactly what you're going to be doing? Who you're going to be ticking off?
Oh, yes, I do, yeah. Yep.
Have you studied it closely?
I don't have to study. It's just a usual routine every 3 years.
Hey, so you're going to vote tomorrow. That's voting early, you know. That you're allowed to vote early?
Yeah, of course I'm going to go early.
Tomorrow's Friday, though. You're going to vote Friday or Saturday?
Oh, you can go. You can go anytime you want to.
Okay.
anytime you want to.
Gary voted a couple of days ago, and they didn't.
Yeah, I heard all about it. Yeah,
they didn't even ask. They didn't even ask him for any ID.
Yeah, I was speak to my wife about it, and she said they don't have to.
No,
they only
wanted
to know your name and address, and that's it.
That's right. But you now, when you go in and you say, they say, who are you? You say, Johnny from Epping. Everyone will know who you are.
Well, Johnny, Gary's already voted for you, Johnny. That's where I was getting to.
Oh, that's good. So I don't have to go then.
And I was Marissa.
A pick a pun?
I was Marissa. So Marissa doesn't have to vote either.
Oh, yeah. You give your name for my wife. Okay.
Johnny, it's great to talk to you. The eggplant, back in the early 1700s, they were much smaller and they were yellow or light. They looked like goose or chicken eggs, which led to the name eggplant.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to get my wife to make some for you one day. You're going to come here and pick it up, and then you're gonna eat it after. When you go home, you're going to eat it. And then
sounds great, my friend.
You'll lick your lips, mate.